Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional Podcast number 751. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer and who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They simply need to just pray. If I can encourage you to simply just pray to God, in faith believing in the all-powerful name of Jesus Christ, I believe all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do. We do not pray, dear friends, based upon our subjective feelings. Rather, we pray based upon objective facts found in the Word of God by faith. Our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today is Jeremiah chapter 42, verse 20, which reads, "For ye dissembled in your hearts when ye sent me unto the Lord your God, saying, Pray for us unto the Lord our God, and according unto all that the Lord our God shall say, so declare unto us, and we will do it." Allow me to share with you some important points regarding this passage from Matthew Henry's commentary. Jeremiah charges them with base dissimulation in the application they made to him for divine direction, verse 20. "You dissembled in your hearts. You professed one thing and intended another, promising what you never meant to perform. You have used deceit against your soul," so the margin reads it, "for those that think to put a cheat upon God will prove in the end to have put a damning cheat upon themselves." Jeremiah is already aware that they are determined to go contrary to the command of God. Probably they discovered it in their countenance and secret mutterings already before he had finished his discourse. However, he spoke from him who knew their hearts. You have not obeyed the voice of the Lord your God. You have not a disposition to obey it. Thus Moses, in the close of his farewell sermon, had told them in Deuteronomy 31:27 and Deuteronomy 31:29, I know thy rebellion and thy stiff neck, and that you will corrupt yourselves. Admire the patience of God, that he is pleased to speak to those who he knows will not regard him, and deal with those who he knows will deal very treacherously. Our featured prayer motivator quote today is from our dear brother and modern day prophet, Leonard Ravenhill. He said, quit playing, start praying. Quit feasting, start fasting. Talk less with men, talk more with God. Listen less to men, listen to the words of God. Skip, travel, start travail. And I like it very much. I hope you do. My personal encouragement for you today is this. The only way to get true wisdom is by simply praying and asking God for it. There's no other way to get it. It is a free gift of the grace of God, as is your soul's salvation. Our prayer motivator devotional today is titled The Necessity for Praying Men, Part 5, from the fine book, The Weapon of Prayer, by Dr. E.M. Bounds. Dr. E.M. Bounds goes on to say, the men who have thus communed with God and who have sought after him with their whole hearts have always risen to consecrated eminence, and no man has ever risen to this eminence whose flames of holy desire have not all been dead to the world and all aglow for God and heaven. Nor have they ever risen to the heights of the higher spiritual experiences unless prayer and the spirit of prayer have been conspicuous and controlling factors in their lives. The entire consecration, the entire consecration of many of God's children stands out distinctly like towering mountain peaks. Why is this? How did they ascend to these heights? What brought them so near to God? What made them so Christ-like? The answer is easy: prayer. They prayed much, prayed long, and drank deeper and deeper still of prayer. They asked, they sought, and they knocked till heaven opened its riches, inner treasures of grace to them. Prayer was the Jacob's ladder by which they scaled those holy and blessed heights, and the way by which the angels of God came down to and ministered to them. The men of spiritual mold and might always value prayer. They took time to be alone with God. Their praying was no hurried performance. They had many serious wants to be relieved, and many weighty pleas they had to offer, many large supplies they must secure. They had to do much silent waiting before God and much patient iteration and reiteration to utter to him. Prayer was the only channel through which supplies came and was the only way to utter pleas. The only acceptable waiting before God of which they knew anything was prayer. They valued praying. It was more precious to them than all jewels, more excellent than any good, more to be valued than the greatest good of the earth. They esteemed it, valued it, prized it, and did it. They pressed it to its farthest limits, tested its greatest results, and secured its most glorious patrimony. To them, prayer was the one great thing to be appreciated and used. The apostles, above everything else, were praying men and left the impress of their prayer, example, and teaching upon the early church. But the apostles are dead, and times and men have changed. They have no successors by official intel or heirship, heirship, and the times have no commission to make other apostles. Prayer is the intel to spiritual and apostolical leadership. Unfortunately, the times are not prayerful times. God's cause just now needs very greatly praying leaders. Other things may be needed, but above all else, this is the crying demand of these times and the urgent first need of the church. First of all, we need to pray. Now, dear friend, it is time for us to pray. Please remember the announcer will provide the information for you to send in your prayer request at the end of this podcast. Please join me in prayer. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for the privilege and the power, the peace, and the joy that comes with prayer, that comes because of prayer. We thank you for the privilege of prayer. And Lord, help us to be praying men and praying women and praying children. Help us to pray without ceasing. For there is still great power in prayer, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, which has been proven millions of times. Thank you for answering many, many thousands of our prayers over the past 40 years. We can identify with what Dr. E.M. Bounds is talking about, and so many others can as well. There's power in prayer and in your name, Lord Jesus, before our Heavenly Father. Now we pray collectively, and we thank you for the power of prayer, and individually for the following things on our prayer list that we do every week. We pray for over 3 million people to come to know you as Savior before it is eternally too late. We pray for the revival of your church. Help us to pray. Help us to turn from our wicked ways. Help us to humble ourselves. Help us to seek your face. Help us, Lord, to get back to you, Lord Jesus, our first love. Renew us again. Revive us again. We pray for the healing of every Christian family. We pray for the healing of this nation. We pray for the healing of all nations all around the world. We pray for your blessings and guidance for all pastors and church servants, church preachers, and missionaries. We pray for the salvation and leadership and wisdom for the president and for all government officials who run this country and all other countries around the world. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Now, Lord, we pray for 3 people who have sent in prayer requests. As we receive thousands of prayer requests and have prayed over thousands of folk over the years by your grace and with great joy, we pray for Al-Lajid. Please bless him with ministry growth. We pray for John Ravi. Please bless him with monthly ministry donations for rural pastors, widows, orphan children, women's Bible education, ministry, VBS, ministry in refugee camps and pastors, leadership, development, training. We pray for Vicki. Please bless Birch Church, New Life Assembly of God, with more growth for the complete salvation and peace of Iran and the Middle East. Holy Father God, we pray for the following people who have trusted you into their hearts and have trusted you as Savior. We pray, Lord, that you would confirm them in the faith and have them to grow in the faith to become the Holy Spirit-filled and strong Christians that you want them to be. We pray for Amor, Renabothu, and Arthi. And now, Lord, we pray for the following people who have been saved for a while, but who have recommitted their lives to you recently. We rejoice with these in this decision and pray that they will keep their communities, or rather keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. That they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Megan, Christine, and Frederick. Help these to grow in the faith and help the others to stand strong in the faith. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you're listening today or watching and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, allow me to show you how you can be saved from the power of sin and from the punishment of hell. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray and for his sake. Now, beloved, if you're listening today Amen. And you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in the free pardon of your sins, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation from hell to heaven, allow me to show you how to be saved from sin and hell so that you can have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or would like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit gospellightsociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.